This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When members of Congress get back from their August recess after getting an earful back home about health care, they can expect a rowdy reception on Capitol Hill. Conservative activists launched a cross-country bus tour on the West Coast this weekend. They've dubbed it the Tea Party Express, and they plan to be in Washington just about the time lawmakers return. NPR's Jeff Brady spent the weekend following the bus tour through Nevada.
Tea Party Express organizers say they're at the leading edge of a new political movement. Sometimes they refer to Ross Perot's presidential bid in 1992 as inspiration, but it's also a patriotic roadshow that always begins with the national anthem. What's so A political action committee from California is sponsoring the bus tour. Mark Williams is a talk radio host and an officer with the Our Country Deserves Better PAC. The goal is to bring together different groups concerned about what he calls heavy-handed government policies.
Our country deserves better. We figured it's time for somebody to run to the front of the parade and say, follow me, and to try to herd all these cats into at least a semi-coherent message.
The Tea Party Express attracted several hundred people to its rally in Elko Saturday night. President Obama visited this small town of 20,000 people three times during the campaign. Still fewer than a third of voters here picked him on Election Day. At the Tea Party rally, there were few, if any, fans of Mr. Obama and plenty of critics. Sherry Hussey held a sign that read, "No more closed roads." She's upset public land agencies are blocking off roads for environmental reasons.
The federal government wants to close more of our roads, and I have three little girls. We camp, and we hunt, and we fish, and we play on four-wheelers, and I have every right to use public roads on public lands.
Across the lawn, there's a man wearing a T-shirt with President Obama's face on it. It reads, "Don't tax me, bro." There were also people holding signs criticizing government involvement in health care and excessive federal spending. The scene a few hours away in Ely was similar. This is a place where people are comfortable using language most others left behind with the end of the Cold War.
We don't need a communist nation. And that's what Obama's taken us to. We don't want that.
That's Jeanette Cobb of Eureka, Nevada. She and her husband, Robert, are both retired. He says government control is a big issue for him.
Every time you look at the news, I think Friday, they're talking about taking over the Internet in an emergency. Well, who declares an emergency? I don't want my government to have that much power.
The development of a cybersecurity bill in Congress has been widely reported in conservative media as a power grab by the White House. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to make it more difficult for hackers to disrupt business on the Internet. Tea Party Express chief strategist Sal Russo says people who come to these rallies aren't super focused on specific issues. He says they're motivated by broad ideals.
I think there's a feeling that getting a bigger government, a higher taxes, a more intrusive government is the wrong way to do it, that that's not the answer. I think that's probably a unifying thread.
And here's another one. A lot of people attending these rallies say they feel left out, as if no one in Washington is listening to them anymore. Jason McGowan is a machinist from Carson City, Nevada. McGowan says the Tea Party movement is something he can feel a part of.
Before this really happened, the news media made me feel like we were the minority and that what Obama wants, that's what everybody wants, and that I should just shut up because that's what everybody wants, you know? So it's kind of nice to know that there's other people out there that think the way I do.
The Tea Party Express will motor through about two dozen more cities in the next week and a half, arriving in Washington on September 12th for what the group calls a taxpayer march on D.C. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Ely, Nevada.